At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a family getting ready to leave the house.
Where's my backpack?
Mom, I need my cleats.
My wallet was right here.
If I trip over these shoes one more time.
And now, the California Closets version of that moment. Entryway and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
Welcome to The Creative Brew, helping you keep your creative juices brewing. We're giving out chunks of insight, motivation, and practicality for your creative journey. My next partner is Elevate Coffee Trading, and if you appreciate specialty coffee, enjoy outdoor adventure, and love helping elevate the lives of children around the world, then you're going to love Elevate Coffee Trading. Their mission is to extract hope through love, coffee, and adventures. There's free shipping in the United States, and every bag of coffee helps sponsor health and education for children in coffee-producing countries and in areas of need in the United States. You can use promo code ELEVATE21 on your next order, and you can follow their journey on social media at Elevate Coffee Trading. Or you can visit online at ElevateCoffeeTrading.com, and let's start extracting hope together. And this episode is brought to you by Baba Coffee, smuggling good vibes. Baba roasts their coffee beans each week and only offers the freshest coffee. They have espressos, lattes, cappuccinos, pour over, or drip coffee. You can try their cold brew coffee, nitro cold brew, or bulletproof coffee, and boba milk teas. They also have a wide assortment of delicious food. I would suggest you try the avocado toast, mimosas, wine, or beer. On the weekends, you can check out some great music like the Soto Six and food like Eliza the Shelf and others over the weekend, every Friday and Saturday, beginning at 6 p.m. You can check out everything they got going on Facebook and Instagram at Baba Coffee. And welcome to a new episode of The Creative Brew, giving you insights on your creative journey. Today, we have a special guest. I find myself getting back. I'm for people that's listening to the show, I am a comic book fanatic. I love my sci-fi. I love my comics, love my pop culture, love sports. So being able to bring on someone like this, special guest is going to be, first of all, I'm going to be getting a lot of knowledge and insight, but maybe for people that's getting back into the trading card industry, or maybe interested. I know I have my listeners that they love their Pokemon, they love their the Topps cards, their Fleer cards. This is a person you are wanting to have to listen to. This is Joe Hollywood. He has the number one show on the Whatnot out. If you don't know what Whatnot is, you need to download it. This is almost like a QVC type thing of just live streamers. But Joe has the number one show on there. So if you get a chance, you need to check out what he's doing. Card breaking is probably one of the top things. It's so interesting because we'll talk about this later, but just the fact that there are occupations or people putting out occupations for live show hosts, live card breakers is actually an incredible time. But without further ado, I'm going to give you Joe Hollywood, the number one, who has the number one Whatnot show out there right now. This man has done so much. Like I said, reading his bio is incredible as far as all the things that he's done with charities, the guests that he brings on shows, 24-hour live streams. And like I said, he's pulling all kinds of incredible cards. So, but I'm going to let you share. I'm going to let Joe share his story, his origin story, and we'll get the show going. So without further ado, I'm bringing Joe Hollywood to the show.
Well, thank you for that incredible introduction. It means the world to me. I'm really excited to be here on The Creative Brew. And there's so much that we can talk about. And I think that that's one of the things that really inspired me for us to connect with you is I think there's a lot of entrepreneurs and a lot of people that are out there, whether it's trading cards, whether it's comics, like what you're into. And there's so many other different passions that people have as an entrepreneur. And sometimes it's hard to find the way of where their passions are and then making that connectivity to success. And I think that's one of the things that we can talk about today, amongst a lot of other things. Hopefully we have a lot of passionate sports card people that are out there. And if we don't, that's okay too. Because there's a lot of people I know that are passionate about something specific in their lives. And I think that would be a great moment for us to talk about things that you have found that have been successful for yourself. And we can go over a couple of things that have been really successful for us as we build this channel on Whatnot and now became the number one sports card selling seller, the most followed sports card seller on the entire application. So it's been very unique.
That's crazy. That's wild. Do you feel like, especially what you're doing right now, do you feel like with the introduction of technology, whatnot, do you feel like it was just like right timing, right circumstances? Because I know, and I'm sure you've been collecting for years upon years, but now having access to, you know, virtually the world through this app, do you feel like it was just like just right timing, right circumstances for everything to explode like it's done for you?
Well, for me, it was right timing, but I think the timing is still right for everybody. And I'm going to tell you what that means. So when I first started getting into collecting, it was in 1985. So I'm really showing my age right now. I was 8 years old and I loved getting into collecting. My grandfather bought me my first, you know, pack of cards in 1985 with a pack of baseball cards, and I was hooked. And I remember going to the stores and buying basketball cards and baseball cards. And maybe in the first couple of years of high school, took a small break, and then the dawn of the internet came out around and was dialing up onto AOL and buying cards from people I didn't know existed and had no even proof that they even had the cards that they were selling in a chat room, and that for a little while, and collected into like the early 2000s and took a break. And then, as you know, this new dawn of Whatnot came around, really reinvigorated my passions into sports cards. Was doing it with my son. Actually, that's how we started. Me and my son actually started doing this together. And what happened was just, it was just unbelievable. And not like anything else. It took us a long time to get off the ground. So this wasn't, it wasn't like I had a tremendous social media following and then decided to bring it to Whatnot. Like, that's not what happened at all. In fact, it was the opposite. I had no social media following. And so everything that we were able to build was actually on that app. So everything was grassroots and organic. And we were very blessed. And now we have the chance of opening up boxes. For example, last week, actually a week and a half ago, we opened up a box of 2004 SPX. Now, that might sound like a foreign language to a lot of people, but it's one of the few boxes of over 20 years ago that Michael Jordan, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant all signed in the product. And we actually opened up a pack and we pulled a Michael Jordan autograph out of the pack. And it was on card, not a sticker, with a dual game-worn patch from his shorts and his shooting shirt. And the estimates on that card are probably, you know, closer to $50,000 plus. So it was it's been really amazing. And that's just one of the cards that, you know, we've been able to pull throughout the last couple of years have just been, you know, whether it's been on the news, whether it's been on media, whether it's been in a large auction house, it's been amazing.
Wow, that's crazy. That is wild. With the explosion of like the trading card industry and even with you, like what you just pulled, it's wild because like everyone tends to have that little lull. Because I remember collecting heavily. I was on the comic book spectrum, but I did collect a lot of basketball clearing tops. And we had a collection going into like middle school, and then we stopped around high school. We didn't do it anymore. And then now I find myself like, and I think we end up, I forgot what we did with the cards, and now I end up like kicking myself in the butt because now I'm seeing like all these cards arrive. I was like, oh my Lord. I was like, I probably had some collection and didn't even realize it. And so now I'm like, just like, what the heck was I thinking? But you, I was like, it's just, you just never know. But it's golly, it's so cool. And for me, I think it's refreshing seeing people, other people sort of breaking these cards and like just going back to like anytime I see these cards, like I automatically like go back to my childhood and remember like certain moments and times. So for people that don't know, I understand it, but as far as for maybe listeners that maybe trying to get into the trading card industry or maybe don't understand the terminology, what's breaking? What's card breaking?
Sure. So card breaking is when there's someone like myself or another, you know, channel or another company that goes online and they have a certain amount of products and they're able to get their viewers involved by paying either an auction or by buying a team or a spot to get involved. So whatever comes out. So I'm not a prototypical breaker. So I do things a little bit differently than the rest of the people, but I want to say ordinary, but a normal break structure is that, let's say it's basketball and there's 30 teams. So every person will bid on an actual team, and then they'll open up a box or five different boxes of the cards. And if the players that come out match the team that you have, then you get those cards. So you're only paying for a spot. So let's say a box is $1,000. Well, okay, $1,000 box, and there's 30 teams. Well, if they go for $34, $35 a spot, and again, I'm just making the math really easy right now. Then everybody goes ahead, and they're able to get a spot for a fraction of the cost, and they're rooting on their team. And if they don't get anything in their team, then at least they didn't spend $1,000 on a box. So it's an affordable way to participate in a high-end product and to, you know, continually collect. And you're rooting things on. That's a prototypical stream. That's not what we do. We do something a little bit different than that, but that might not take another show to get into how we do things. But it's very cool. And what's happened is it's brought in a whole new array of buyers and collectors that now have the ease of getting on. You know, back in the day, you would only depend upon your local card shop to have some of these items. You used to walk in, if they didn't have it, you'd have to buy online. And there really wasn't a way of bringing in a community around you. And I think that's the special aspect that everybody forgets. Everyone looks at the dollars and cents, but there really is a lot of value on the entertainment side. And there's a lot of value on the community side, because there's a difference. You can buy a box of cards from a lot of places and then go home and open it up in front of your dog Fido, and you can celebrate with him and right next to a can of Alpo and just say, hey, look what I got. Or now you have the opportunity of going online and opening up in front of thousands upon thousands of people that are rooting you on. There's a big difference between taking a basketball shot in your backyard and taking a basketball shot in front of 5,000 people. Yeah. And I think that's what you're seeing is really exciting. And that's the dawn of what we're starting to see in social selling.
That's awesome. What do you think, maybe from your perspective, like even with everything that you got that you're doing, where do you see it? Or where, perhaps maybe a better question, like, where do you see yourself maybe in the next 5 to 10 years at the pace that you're going right now and the things that you're doing? I didn't know. And like I said, I didn't know if you ever considered, or maybe people reached out to you about, like, hey, would you want to do a show, produced show or something like that? I just didn't know people even reached out to you with things like that.
We have. Okay. We actually did a documentary that's going to be released very soon. So we're excited about that. That's going to release in the summertime. So we're really excited about that. And they came down here, they filmed tons of footage down here. So, which was really cool. So we're excited about that. But as far as where I see this going, this is the tip of the iceberg. I don't think people truly realize, like, how big this element of social selling is. And it's huge. If you take a look at what's happening in China right now, social selling is just enormous. And we're starting to get there. We're not going to do everything that other people are doing and other countries are doing, but social selling definitely has a footprint right now in North America. And you're starting to see it really gaining traction to the point where these companies like Whatnot just announced they have private valuation now over $11 billion. So not million, billion. So when you take a look at the companies that are in this space, Fanatics is in the space. They're a $50-100 billion company, probably on the private evaluation. eBay is what, Fortune 500 company, probably a Fortune 100 company. And what are they? They're worth billions of dollars. They have an eBay live space. If you take a look at the live selling space, even TikTok, ByteDance is getting into it. So you're seeing all of these different players that are getting into social selling. There's a reason for it. It's because they understand that this is the next wave. Whether you want to call it QVC in your backyard or your living room or whatever you might want to view it, it's an opportunity for people
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
To be a part of what they're passionate about and then express those passions to other people that might be dually as interested, because it's not just sports cards. You're seeing it in luxury and fashion. You're seeing it in athletic wear and sneakers. You're seeing it even in coins and bullion and numismatics. You're seeing it even in food. There was somebody selling Kobe steaks the other day, like Kobe beef. I couldn't even believe it. It's wild what you see. There was barbecue on there. I have a bag of popcorn in my office that somebody sent me. Hold on, I want to show you this. Like, this all is right. For real. Hold on a second. You can't even see this. So, like, hold on a second. Like, this is not from a movie theater.
Wow.
This was sent to me. This is a 10-pound bag of popcorn that the largest popcorn seller in, and then this is going to have to resume here in a second.
Yeah.
The largest popcorn seller on Whatnot sent this to me. And he's like, enjoy this. And I was like, is this for real? And so it is exploding into all different categories right now. It's amazing.
That's crazy. That is a crazy time we live in when we can sell a big bag of popcorn.
That is what's happening right now. So if you're missing it, you got to check out what's happening. Whatnot is such a great place for home base for regards to what is really happening with social selling here and domestically. And it's incredible. And I'm seeing so many people, whether in comics like yourself, when they really find what they're passionate about and they're able to express that, then they're able to build a community. And when you build that community, then you're able to really try to spread your wings and find truly where your entrepreneurial spirit is. Because that's going to be the biggest part about it is, where do you see yourself? How do you gauge yourself? There's a lot of people that are probably watching this or listening to this right now, and they're probably saying, well, hey, I'm passionate about this or I'm passionate about that. Well, I've seen artists do well. I've seen not only artistry do well, but I've seen people that knit, they've done well. So even if you're from making clothes to designing them to being an architect, I mean, or marketing or whatever it might be, there's a place for you on there. So I highly invite everyone. It is not too late. It's just getting ramped up. I think a few years from now will be too late. I think a few years from now, I think the established sellers will be established. But right now, as good as a chance as ever to make a name for yourself.
That's great. That's great. That's great. So, even when people, maybe for people that jump on to Whatnot or maybe they're interested, just a lot of little things. Do you feel like, being a graphic designer, I'm always looking through Whatnot, but I always notice the thumbnail covers and like what catches my eye. What I was like, okay, I like this. I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Do you feel like for you that creating that right thumbnail helps bring in, or do you feel like you already have that audience? They're going to come in no matter what, or if it's a mix of both.
So the secret is, didn't have professionally done thumbnails till 6 months ago. So the first two and a half, three years of my show were just a photo of the card we were chasing.
Okay.
Or the photo of a card that I pulled out in a different show, and I would use that. And now I'm finally starting to use thumbnails of graphic design thumbnails where they're creative and they're kind of cool. And people come up to me, like, wow, it's so cool that you did that. Like, we're so used to staring at the same damn cards every single time. And I'm like, I'm trying to make it a little bit more interesting, a little bit broader creative. So there's always been people that have been more creative on the designer end. And I think that's great. And they're able to really show that. For us, it's been more about the show. Yeah. I felt like what we've been able to do in the actual show really is what uniquely separates us and how we've gotten such a huge following right now and whatnot. But as far as that goes, man, oh man, now that I do those designer thumbnails, I will never go back. I will never go back to the old photos. And that's the thing is now people like yourself, you're a graphic designer. Well, now there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of sellers that need cool and clever things like that, or logos that need to be made. And now there's a more of a demand for that. And so that, and that's what we're talking about. When we're talking about different areas of where wealth is coming from, where money is going to, this whole social selling is now taking things to different levels, and I think further than anyone might have expected. And that's a good thing. And that's a good thing because now people have a choice of where they shop. They're not just, you know, stuck. At one point, people were stuck going to the mall. People like shopping online. Now, instead of just shopping online, now they're able to shop with the people that they enjoy and shop with a community. And when people shop together with like-minded people that enjoy the same products, that's when friendships are built, and that's when people more enjoy getting on the app, and becomes more and more something where it's not just a shopping app, it's social selling. When that is, it's almost like going on Facebook where you want to see what your friends are doing.
Yeah.
Right. Except now there's a shopping experience tied to it. So it's very exciting.
Yeah. So with your live stream, so 24 hour live streams, how is it a mix of like, obviously I know we're breaking cards, but is a mix of that and like maybe some commentary? I didn't know, like, did you build up to the 24 hour live stream, or is that something like, hey, we're just gonna do this?
Man, I'll tell you how it happened. I'll give you the short version. So the show started next to my hot water heater, and I was just selling personal cards of mine. That's exactly how the show started. And that's how the early show started. And then I moved from there to my son's train table. And my son was at the time 3 years old. So this train table was like the tiniest little train table. It was like 2 feet off the ground. And I literally sat in the little tiny chair that he would sit in. And I'm a big guy, man. So I could tell you that didn't feel good after a 6 hour show. And I would go till the battery died on my phone. Like, that was the end of the show. And then what happened was we moved from there. And then I moved into a ping pong table. And I finally got an extension cord. And what I was finding out is more and more people wanted the show. When I say more people, it wasn't a lot. We had 9 people, sometimes 6 people, 12 people watching the show. And then what I found is the longer that I went, more people would join into the show. Well, fast forward, like after the first year of going on, we move from this ping pong table. We go into a dedicated like room for the show. And that's where things really started to really open up. And things got like a lot bigger and a lot better. And we went from then having 50 people, 100 people concurrently, 500 people, 1,000, 2,000 people concurrently, 5,000. And then for a while, I held the record for most people concurrently. We did a joint show with Cool Kicks. And we had the most people concurrently in a live show on Whatnot. We had 26,517 people. The show watching live, and that was broken by Mr. Beast, because Mr. Beast did a show on Whatnot, but then Mr. Beast was on my show, so that was really cool. So that was and I was there because Mr. Beast, I was at the location where they filmed the event, so then he was on my show. So that was actually pretty, that was a pretty awesome moment. But no, it's just building up to that. It was definitely a grind. It was a lot of hard work. I think the best advice I can give to anybody is that you don't need a gigantic social media following. You don't need anything else, except you got to, you know, just get your faith right, get your faith in God right, get your faith in yourself right, believe in yourself, put your passions out there, and you got to work for it. No one's going to give it to you. Like, nobody is going to hand it to you. There are so many times I wanted to quit. There were so many times I just wanted to give up. I'm like, oh my God, I got 4 people in my room. I've been on for 9 hours. Like, it's brutal when you feel like you're talking to yourself, right? But if you just keep on going at it and you keep on building up that base, and that is what we did, before we knew it, it was just like, wow, we have 3,000 people watching the show right now. And then it morphed. And so, I don't want to carry on, but this is important.
Yeah.
So we went from just doing trading cards, and then we started unboxing some of these rare hobby boxes. And now we are the largest online seller in the world of Fanatics under wraps. Nobody sells more under wraps products than us from Fanatics. So Fanatics has a division called Fanatics Authentics. And they do something called under wraps. And so what it is, everything is signed, whether they're full-size NFL helmets, NBA basketballs, MLB jerseys, baseballs, WWE turnbuckles, hockey pucks, whatever it might be. And let me tell you, we've been able to pull So, for example, we actually got the 101 Paul Skeens game-worn jersey. We were able to pull Sidney Crosby as 101 game-worn All-Star All-Star jersey from the All-Star game. There have been certain artifacts, and not just even memorabilia, and artifacts. The Shohei Ohtanis we've been able to pull out of baseball, football, Tom Brady helmets that are all autographed and able to sign. So what happened is my community made not a shift, but they did an expansion. And they said, hey, we love Joe, what he does with trading cards, but now we're able to add this resource as well. And we've been able to grab even more.
At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a woman getting dressed for an early meeting while her husband's still asleep. And now, the California Closets version of that moment, featuring custom soft close drawers. Bedroom and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets. More room for what matters.
More people, because now you have the best of both worlds. You have the memorabilia, you have the sports cards, and they fit together. And what we found is that not only doing those collaborations within sports were effective, we'll be able to move outside of our category. And I think this is where people become very short-sighted. And it's not to their own fault. It's just we're trained as human beings to just stay in our space. So one of the things that we wanted to do is get out of that space. We wanted to make sure that we weren't just number one in sports cards. We wanted to be known in every area. So we collaborate with the top people in coins. We collaborate with the top people in fashion. We collaborate with the top people when it comes to athletic wear. We collaborate with the, literally, we want to team up with the people that are making an impact and at the same token, help the people that we think will make an impact in the future. So it's the joint of two. And what is, we are going to make sure our presence is known with the biggest communities that are out there, but we also know how it feels to be someone starting out. And so we want to support those people too. And that's one of the things that we try to do. So again, it's a work in progress on how we're able to do that. But it feels really good when we're able to take our show and read into a person selling fashion. And she's got four people in her room. And we bring 4,000 people into their room. Because there's a raid feature where you're able to bring your room into somebody else's.
Yeah.
And we have been able to change lives that way and change people's businesses. And that's something that you take a lot of pride in.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. That's great. Because there is a lot of, now, honestly, like I said, very blessed and fortunate to be able to have the audience you have. And it's taken hard work too. But now that there's a lot of people that's really super talented that may not have the following that they're looking for. And you being willing to go out and collaborate. And I'm really big on that. I feel like, not to say there is a little competition, but I feel like if you're in the right headspace, you can collaborate with anybody and make it work. And at the same time, not feel like, okay, if I collaborate with this one person, they're going to end up taking my customers. And it's not like that. It's being willing to give out a hand and give out support to others that, you know, that are just starting out. And, you know, maybe in the future that turns into some healthy sort of collaborative experience, you know, down the road. So yeah, I think for anyone that's, especially for my creative community, anyone that's in, you know, selling, marketing, design, just a creator in general, just being willing to collaborate. That's the biggest thing. It's cool that you're doing that too as well. So you told me, like, I know from the bio, you've had some different people on the show. How are those experiences? I know you've had like Tom Brady and other people on the show. How are those experiences?
Mostly good. Tom's great. My man Byron Scott in LA, that's my guy. I love Byron. Byron's awesome. I was just actually at a 65th birthday party with the Showtime Lakers. Kareem was there. Magic was there. The clever man, James Worthy, was there. Michael Cooper, who I actually did a show with. AC Green, I did a show with him. Vlade Divac, we have a show planned with coming up. We're all there, and it was pretty awesome. It was just awesome just seeing how that comes full circle. Built up a friendship with Al Harrington, We actually have a show coming up with him and Latrell Sprewell and
A
lot of other. So I actually got off the phone with Latrell last week and he's excited. So we're doing a show together. Did one with Jermaine O'Neal as well. It's just there's so many. Grant Williams, who plays for the Hornets, is a great guy as well. Just there's so many different athletes. You'd be surprised. Even in football, we did one with Mike Gesicki. He's just a great guy. So I think for me, most of the people that we have these collaboration shows with, they're really good. One or two, difficult. You could tell like their mind somewhere else, or they want to be doing something else. And that's cool too. I understand that. But for me and my audience, there's an obligation of putting together the best possible show that's out there and the best experience. And so if their minds are not in it, I'm going to make sure their minds are in it. Like, I don't care where their minds are. Their minds need to be with my audience, and that's the experience that we want to give them, and we want to give them a world-class experience. And that's one of the reasons why we built up the channel, is because for me, as someone in my younger years, I never had the accessibility of going in, because I grew up really poor. I never had the accessibility of meeting some of these people. And I know that through what we're doing now, whether they're fans, whether they're international fans, maybe they're an inaccessible place, or maybe they just don't have the means of doing this. Now we're giving people the ability to connect with their favorite athletes on our show.
Yeah.
And we're able to co-host them in. They're able to ask live questions. They're able to type in questions as well. So they really feel like they're part of the experience. And what was really cool is that the athletes that we're bringing on, they're able to do personalizations for the people that are there. So a lot of people are making out autograph basketballs to their kid's 18th birthday, or maybe they say, hey, you're the best, or hey, would you write this inscription on here for us? And they're able to do it without having to travel and going to a major sporting event to do it and waiting online for hours. They're able to do it just by winning an auction. And I think there's a lot of value to that. And I think there's a lot of value in bringing the people that were once the people that they rooted on that might not be in the league anymore, or current players that are in the league right now. They have that accessibility. And I think that's super important. So that's one of the things that we really strive, that we're looking to really open up even more to the community.
That's awesome. That's great. That's great. Especially in it's actually, like I said, it's just one of those where, like, even with you, full circle, and you coming up from a broken home and being able to not really have access to the athletes that you admire, but now on this platform, being able to, you know, bring people in and being able to connect with people that you know, there'd been no way 20 years ago you probably wouldn't have been able to connect with unless you were sitting in line and waiting and you were able to.
That would have been the only way, man. That would have been the only way. And I got to tell you, it was a long wait. It would have been a really long wait. But now it's a different universe. And that's why the social selling aspect, when I say it, you know, if you're listening to this at home, or you're at work, or you're in the car and you're driving, and there's one thing you're passionate about. One thing that I know is that when we're growing up, we're usually motivated by something. There's something we're really passionate about. Either when we're kids or teenagers, or something that really drives us. Maybe it's, at that time, it's not the thing that's going to make you the most money. It's not going to make you your livelihood. But times have changed. And what I mean by that is, we are now a society that rewards people based upon their passions versus a curriculum.
Mm-hmm.
So we have become a society that will reward you if you are incredibly artistic. You're going to be rewarded for that. If you are incredibly knowledgeable about something, or you're incredibly talented at doing something, or you're fascinated by something and you want to share that with the community, you're going to be rewarded for that. It's very different from where we were 30 years ago, 20 years ago. So I ask everybody, there's something, whether you enjoy to cook, whether you enjoy to whatever it might be that you like to do, think about how you'll be able to bring that to a public audience. And then figure out a business plan. And when I say a business plan, it doesn't have to be a 50, 100 page business plan. Something simple, something that works. Write down your goals. I gave a meeting to over 500 Whatnot sellers about 4 months ago. And they brought a tremendous amount of sellers down here. And I gave a symposium on this. And they said, Joe, what's one of the things that you did when you first started? And the first thing I said is, I wrote down my goals and I woke up to my goals. And what I mean by that is, I hung Oak Tagus, poster board. Poster board, the big white poster board. But we used to call it Oak Tag back in the Northeast, right? And it's poster board. And what I did they took a big magic marker and I wrote down every single one of my goals on that poster board and I put it right in front of my bed. So every morning when I woke up, that's what I would wake up to. And I woke up to my goals, and every goal had a checkbox next to it. So as I woke up and I had those goals staring me straight in my face, my first thing I knew was I had to accomplish one of those goals because I wanted to check that box off. And then one by one, whether it's paying down a credit card payment or having X amount of money in the bank, or how about even a better goal is helping somebody help them achieve something that they've been trying to do, right? Maybe an act of service. And then checking those goals off. The other thing is you have to be a little bit selfish. You can't help others unless you're helping yourself. And I think that's something that people, a lot of people forget about, is that if you're not helping yourself, then you can't help others. You can't be that person. You're going to be the person in need, and then you're going to become dependent. You don't want to be dependent. You want to be independent. And you want to help people that are in dependency become independent, right? And so that's what you want to do. You want to try to empower people to get back on their feet, and so that their way they're able to work and they're able to do something that's productive and meaningful, so that they have a sense of not only meaning, but they have a sense of purpose in their lives. Because once people have a sense of purpose in their lives, they're going to be able to do things and help other people. And before a lot of, you're going to change a lot of lives. So it all starts with somewhere really small. So for me, I would absolutely set those targets up. Set those whatever goals those are. You want to have $1 million in the bank. Make a goal. Even if it's too big, make a goal. Set big goals. Set small, medium, and big goals. And don't just expect to hit your small goals. Expect to hit your big goals. You want to have $100 million in the bank. Set a goal. Set a goal. Because I can guarantee you, you're one step closer of getting $100 million in the bank by writing it down and looking at it than if you didn't do it. You're one step closer. You're so much closer than you think, right? You're going to find a way. You're going to become creative, because then what your mind is saying to yourself every time you look at it is, how can I do that? What can I do to get there? And again, just like anything else, you got to take it in certain steps. Now, me, I should take my own advice when it comes to weight loss on this, because I know I can't lose 50 pounds at the gym in one workout. Like, I know this, okay? I know this, but I need to do a better job of applying it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, we all have our weak spots. I get that. But for this, it's something that I think every single person that feels like they have a purpose, every single person that's talented in something, every single person that has a background of doing something that they enjoy to do, that they believe they can be successful at, they now have the opportunity of doing it.
That's great. That like I said, that's awesome. That's something that and I know just saying that definitely having to remind myself is like wake up to your goals. I know I usually have it. I'm really big about journaling, and sometimes a lot of times I'll have certain things like on my phone or on my iPad. But like having it like just written down as soon as you wake up, seeing it like that's something that I probably knew that more. I said I used to draw on poster board all the time. So I think I need to get back to like, hey, just writing that thing down and looking at it right when
You
you wake
gotta
up.
do that legitimately. You gotta wake up and you gotta look at that thing. You know what? I know some people like, well, we have our TV in front of our beds. Okay, that's great. So take some tape before you go to bed. Okay. If you fall asleep with the TV on, then I don't know, then
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
I don't know what to tell you. You're going to have to look at your goals. So what I would do is, if you have nowhere to do it and you got a TV in front of you, that's fine. Take some blue electrical tape and hang that thing right over your TV. Fall asleep to YouTube or fall asleep watching my show instead. And then when you wake up, you stare at that poster board right in there. Because I got to tell you, I looked at that thing every morning and it motivated me so much. But it's more motivational, the first check mark. The first time I was able to check off one of those boxes next to one of my goals, I felt like I conquered the world when I did that. And then I took a look at the rest of my goals. I'm like, man, if I do that first one, I can do the second one. And it becomes so addicting to enabling yourself of not only hitting those goals, but being able to make different choices in your life that are going to help not only help you succeed, but help others around you succeed. So for us, we have nearly 40 employees right now on this company. This company started next to my hot water heater. Like I told you before, like we were taking carts out of those Tupperware bins and those Rubbermaid bins, and here we are. So, and we're nowhere close to where we want to be. We have so much aspiration of what we're doing and some of the moves that we're making, the international things that we're doing right now. We're really excited about. And I can't wait to share, you know, hopefully we'll have another chance to come on the show and share those with you in the future. But the international expansion of what we're doing right now is just, it's incredible. And so we're really excited about that. And I cannot wait to see where we're going to be 12 months from now or 24 months from now or 5 years from now. So you asked me, where's the 5 to 10 years? Hopefully in 5 years or 10 years from now, I'm going to be able to be in a place where I'm able to stand in front of a lot of people and tell them exactly what they need to do to get to where their dreams and their aspirations are. And I'll be in a position to be able to help people, just like I've been able to help the people that are working for us and working in this company and some of the charitable things that we do. We love helping people over here. And so we like to use our success in a way where we're able to give back, and we've been able to do a good job of that, but I know we could always do better.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's great. Definitely. You're definitely coming back on for another episode here in the future, because we still got more to talk about. So definitely coming back. So right now, what would you, if you had the chance to, like where you're at now, if you had the chance to go back and just say a couple of words to your younger self, not necessarily like change the future, but just some things that like, hey, some things that's going to keep them inspired. What would you tell them?
I would say this. I would say to my younger self, I would tell myself to get my faith right first. God is the key to everything to me. And you know, some people might disagree with that. I think a lot of people will agree with that. But for me, it was when I brought God back into my life. When Jesus and God came back into my life, everything changed for the better for me. It really did. Everything became better. Okay. Family relationships became better. Business became better. Social interactions became better. My mood became better. Everything became better. And so for me, if I was able to do that a little bit earlier on, I'm sure that I'd be in a much better position now. But I think what that inspired me to do is be a better person. And it's really funny the way that things work, because once you become a better person and once those things start to happen, everything else falls into place. And everything else just fell into place for me, where I knew, okay, this is where I can build from. This is the direction I need to go into now. And it was incredible. It was amazing. And I think if you are a new entrepreneur out there, first of all, I want you to know that I know how tough it is. And I want you to also know that I'm working the long hours just like you are. My shows, I know we said 24, but my Friday night show goes 36 hours. My Friday night show goes from 8:18 p.m. Eastern, and it normally ends at about 8 a.m. Sunday morning, sometimes 6 a.m. Sunday morning. And I go straight through. I do not take any breaks. I go straight through the entire show. I don't trade off. There's no food breaks. I go right through. There's no eating on my studio. We go right through. And we go from Friday night to Sunday. And it is amazing. And then I'll go to bed. I wake up, go to church, and hang out with my family. And that's and then Monday where we start our meetings over again, start product procurement, and you know what it is. And that's just the Friday show. On Tuesday night, we have a show as well. And the Tuesday night show, which I started just like, hey, just a quick show, is now a 24-hour show. So Tuesday night show goes to Wednesday night, and Friday night goes into Sunday. And then Monday's a normally collaboration show. So listen, when the people are out there saying, hey, you remember what hard work is, let me tell you. You know, we're working hard at this right now. And the reason is because we know the opportunity is now. So if you're a young entrepreneur, it's very easy. If I can still see the opportunity out there, then all of you should see the opportunity out there. And all of you should be working just as hard as I am to making sure you gather that opportunity. Because I don't know when another opportunity like this is going to be around. So this is just a major opportunity for anybody who has any passion out there of what you want to do. This is your moment.
Yeah, that's wild. That's wild. No breaks. I know if I did something like that, I'm having my coffee and everything, and I'm conversating while I'm doing some sports breaks.
Well, we're conversating. So no, I'm drinking tea. Trust me, my voice usually goes out. Like I got my tea around me, but like we're having conversations, like we're talking with people. But like, and that's one of the great things, we are talking to people now. And again, like my staff has now become Fab Culture now. So like everybody, like I got you only knew like half of the staff and what they do, and it's really funny. I think what you need to do is I think you need to like get on your favorite pajamas and go watch the show and hang out in there for a few hours, because I got to tell you, it's going to be hard for you to turn off, because there's a lot of fun. We have a great social element out there. We love the community. We normally give back on a show anywhere between $25,000 to $150,000 per show.
Wow.
That my community gives back. I'm not kidding. So you can just come to my show and randomly win $5,000, so $10,000 worth of items or a gift card or Amazon. Like I went on a show the other day, gave away $2,000 worth of Amazon gift cards just to the audience, just as a thank you. Actually, I gave that back. Actually a couple of days ago I did that on Saturday night. Yeah, we did that. It was just for the heck of it. So that's one of the things that we really enjoy to do. So come on in. You're going to see the most incredible community, the most giving community. And we have people that really love to give back, and it really shows. It's unbelievable.
That's awesome. Well, I'll be tuning in. I'll be jumping in. I got my Whatnot profile and everything. And I've been starting to do some videos, but I'm definitely going to hop on. I've already followed you. So I got my notifications whenever come on. So I'll be sure to jump on and check.
I appreciate that. Joe Hollywood, baby. Make sure that you're following Joe Hollywood on Whatnot. You're going to love it.
Awesome. So right now, before we sign off, what are some words of wisdom? Some things that might resonate with listeners and maybe something that people need to hear.
I have a couple of sayings that I say, and everyone around me is probably going to roll their eyes because they've heard it 100 times, but I'm going to say it 101. Like, hard work creates luck. And what by that is, a lot of people are like, oh, they got lucky, they got this, they got that. Let me tell you something. You want to make your own luck, work hard. Work harder than everybody else. And work harder than, you don't have to be the smartest person. You just have to work for it. You got to work hard for it. And you got to understand that when you are your own boss, when you are your own person, there's no one else you're going to want to work harder for than yourself. What it all means, when it comes down to the line where everything is riding on something, you got to invest in it, and you got to invest in yourself. And so there's going to be a lot of people going to work hard. You're going to have to want it more than they do. So make sure when you're doing something, you got to do it better than everybody else, or why are you even doing it? To me, if I want to do something half-assed, like I can't do it. Like I'm just not that guy. So if I want to do something, I've got to try to do it better than everybody else. It doesn't mean I think I'm better than everyone else. I don't. But I want to do things better than other people, and that it helps me work harder. And when you work harder, when you outwork everyone else, you get the results that nobody else gets. For example, that's one of the reasons why we kept the show going on for so long, because as we found out, we were doing more and more sales, and we were reaching out and connecting with more people the longer the show went on. Because these were people that didn't see us on a Friday night, but they would come on Saturday afternoon and be like, oh my God, I just found the show. And that is something that's really important. The other thing is, I love failures. I love failures. And people are like, why? What are you talking? I love failures. I love people that fail. Because people that fail know exactly what they need to do to succeed when they get up. What I don't like are people that fail and they give up. So if you gave me the choice between somebody that never failed, or you gave me the choice between someone that's failed 100 times and they got up 101, give me that person that failed 100 times. Because I know that person's going to keep on getting back up, and they can keep on trying, and they're going to learn. They're eventually going to learn. You give me somebody that's never failed before, I don't know what they're going to do when they fail. Everyone fails.
Yeah.
So that person has never failed before, I don't know how that person's going to react. I don't know if they're going to get up. But the person that keeps on getting back up, that's someone that I want to work, because I have failed more times than you possibly can imagine. I have failed miserably at so many things. I have failed at selling cards at one point. I have failed at so many things. Obviously, it's indescribable. And yet here we are, the most followed sports show on Whatnot, with the greatest community on Whatnot. And more importantly, just now adding on to the relationship we have with Fanatics, the relationship we have with so many other distributors, on what we're doing, the deal we just did with Canvas Marketing. It's just, it really is going above and beyond. And that's what we enjoy to do. We enjoy giving that service to our not only our customer base, but to the community, because it's not just customers anymore. It's community. And when you start viewing it like that, then your whole world changes.
Yeah.
So that would be my best advice to people is just the very big thing is if you view yourself in a certain light, you're going to be there. So why not view yourself as the best at what you do and the greatest at what you do and allowing yourself to shine? Because allowing yourself not to shine, it's just going to give you a regret. And I can tell you right now, none of us want to live with regret. It's the worst feeling in the world.
Yeah.
So don't live with regret. Take action today. Be that person that you always knew you could be. The person that you want your kids to aspire to. Be the inspiration in other people. Be the face, be the voice of whatever it is that makes you tick, and then go out there and do it. I can't give you the exact business plan on how to do it. You're going to have to come up with that with yourself. But I can tell you that you have it deep down inside is that you need to start writing things down. You need to focus in on those goals and then find a way on how you're going to achieve them and start with step by step by step. You're not going to be able to do it in one day. It takes time and you got to be able to endure it. And the world's a tough place and it's going to try to knock you down every single time you get up. You're going to get knocked down and you're going to have to keep on getting up. And guess what? The people that have been the most successful, the people that keep on getting up.
Yep. Yeah, that's great. That's something that I think a lot of people, when they ever listen to this episode, they're going to probably replay that over and over again. Something that people definitely need to hear. It's hard to keep a tough person down. Hard to keep a tough person down. And it's one of those where I think everyone that's in the entrepreneurial journey, we failed. We failed and you figure out ways of getting back up. I know I like I said, I use a lot of the sports as far as really a foundation for me. I still coach wrestling. I've been in wrestling all my life and just having that perseverance and grit to just like get up and you wake up and you keep showing up. Sooner or later, something's gonna happen. But definitely, I'm using your tip and I'm getting a poster board and I'm gonna rewrite some things that I know I've been wanting to do. I'm gonna look at that. So that was a great tip. That's something I'm gonna start redoing. How can people get in touch with you? How can people get in touch with Joe Hollywood? People that's there. Hey, you got these. Definitely the trading card industry is blowing up. They're trying to get in there. They want to check out Whatnot. What's the best way of getting in touch with you?
Great way. So there's a couple of ways I'm going to get in touch with me. First of all, on Whatnot, you want to download the app and simply look up Joe Hollywood. Now, I have three channels. I have Joe Hollywood. I'm the only person that goes live on that channel. That channel has nearly 500,000 followers. We're the number one followed sports channel on all of Whatnot. My second channel has over six figures of followers. That's Joe Hollywood Show. And that's my crew. So they're going to be on there. They're going to be selling some rare boxes, rare packs, rare cards. That's what they do. And I have a third channel on Whatnot called Joe Hollywood Studios. And that is for entertainment. So your Disney, your Marvel, your Star Wars, all of that in between, your SpongeBob cards and memorabilia, like that stuff. That's what we have for that. So we have three channels right now. We're working on a fourth that we're really excited about. We can't disclose it right now. We're really excited about that. And if you want to get me on regular social media, after you watch my show and Whatnot, and you still want some after show effects, you want behind the scenes, go follow me on Instagram, The Real Joe Hollywood.
That's great. That's awesome. Hey, like I said, this was an awesome episode. If you're in the trading card industry and maybe you're a collector, got three channels. Go to Whatnot. Go follow him. Go subscribe. Go check out all the amazing things he's offering a lot of rare cards, got different, and really depending on what you like. If you're into sports, he's got a channel for that. If you're into Marvel, more pop culture stuff, got a different studio for that too as well. So, or a different page. Especially this episode is really refreshing to get someone's insights here. Someone that's really blowing up what he's doing on a daily basis and the things that he is doing. So, this has been a great episode. Special shout out to my sponsors for the show. We got Baba Coffee that's out here in Carlsbad, California, smuggling good vibes and good coffee. Elevate Coffee Trading that's based in the Dallas, Texas area, extracting hope with every drop of coffee. Check them out at Elevate Coffee Trading. And then a couple of my community art sponsors. I've got an Escondido Arts Partnership that's out here in Escondido, California. It's providing free art programs and events for people in the community. And then we have Studio Ace Arts that's also providing free workshops, classes, As well as they, like I said, they provide art events for the community too as well. So that's been near and dear to my heart. I love my coffee. I love my art. I love comics, cards. So this is a great episode. Thank you, Joe Hollywood, for coming on. Appreciate it. And this is the Creative Brew. Be creative. Stay inspired. Hard work, really nothing else. I resort to smoking weed, yo, cause nothing helps. Called the homie up, told him loot the sample up. We gotta come together now, cause I had enough. The time is now, there'll never be another one. It's a sack of lap time. At California Closets, we design for the little things. Take this moment of a woman getting dressed for an early meeting while her husband's still asleep. And now, the California Closets version of that moment, featuring custom soft close drawers. Bedroom and home storage solutions by designers who get you. California Closets, more room for what matters.